Hello, my name is Nini. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
I have a question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have to be an Alabama resident to get a vaccine in the state of Alabama?
That I'm not sure of. So what I'm going to – hold on 1 minute for me, please. Thank you.
Okay.
I can confirm that for you. In addition, let me give you the actual vaccine appointment number, okay, while I'm answering that other question. When you're ready.
Hang on. I am a teacher in Georgia, and they have not opened it up to teachers in Georgia. And I really want to get the vaccine.
Of course.
So I saw that your state is doing the right thing and vaccinating teachers, which I think is wonderful. But
yes.
That's why I'm calling. I didn't want to make the drive if it was not a possibility.
Of course. 1 minute for me, please. Thank you.
Okay.
I'll be with you in a minute. I think I have the answer, but I want to make sure.
Okay.
Thank you for your patience. I'm still here.
Okay.
Let me give you that number, too.
All righty. And that's the appointment number?
Yeah, in order to pre-register. And I'm giving you that answer in a moment. That number is 855-566.
Okay.
5333.
Okay, 855-566-5333, and you can choose your county.
That is right.
Okay.
And I'm just going to answer that question right now in 1 minute.
All righty.
Oh, boy. A little bit of a wait here. I apologize.
No, no problem. I appreciate you finding out the answer.
Yeah, I'm trying to make sure you get it.
And is it is for the teachers? Is it to bring your school ID?
Oh, you want to bring every ID you can. and it may not be about roles like teachers and doctors and first, you know, it may not be about that, but bring it anyway.
Right. I mean, I would think I would bring my driver's license and my student ID.
That's right. Yeah, the...
For my teacher ID. I'm not a student. My teacher ID.
Teacher ID.
I teach students.
Trust me, I understand. Wow, I can't... Oh, usually I'm getting these responses, but I don't have any responses. That's very odd.
Maybe they're trying to figure it out, too. I'm sure you have to ask this.
133, let's see. Wow. Thank you for your patience. One more minute.
No problem.
I don't, especially since you're going to write out, I don't want to.
Yeah, you don't want me to drive over and be refused. I mean, do they refuse people? I know here, I hear stories in Georgia about, you know, 30-year-olds claiming that they're a caregiver. You know, everybody does
yes.
their thing.
Yes. Well, everyone's been
desperate, so I understand.
Rules have been changing based on the need.
Okay.
Wow. Now, usually at least one person would answer me. This is not a...
It's not common.
No, it's not.
Or are you just like sending it out to the health department system?
It's our back office, and we usually have several people who can answer this.
Sure. Well, should I just try to call back maybe?
Give me one more minute, and then if it doesn't work,
okay.
Then yeah. So the thing that I've heard, okay. So no, but that's in state. I was gonna say people county to county.
Do they allow that, the county to county?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought they probably would.
Yeah, so it looks like you can, because people are coming, people are visiting from other states, and they're getting the vaccine. That I've heard, so I just want to make sure, and that's the pre-registry line. Okay.
And that's the one you just gave me.
Yeah.
Do you know if they are pre-register, pre-registering.
It's pre-registry.
Okay. Do you know if there's a, I mean, I guess you don't know where appointments are available. I just need to research that myself.
Say that again, please.
I said, yeah, I know you don't know, like, if they're scheduling appointments for next week. I guess that would just depend county to county.
It is literally per site, because when the vaccine runs out, when they get it, how fast the vaccine is being given,
sure.
et cetera, et cetera.
How many
yeah,
appointments
so,
they have.
Exactly. So it's different
okay.
per site, and, you know. So we do know it can happen. Do as best
okay.
as homework as possible per site, or with a pre-registry line. You know, when they get an appointment, they'll call you. That's what happens there. But then, you know.
Okay. Okay. Well, I appreciate your help. So it sounds like it is possible, and I would just bring my driver's license from Georgia and my school.
Hold on 1 minute. I literally emailed a whole bunch of people, and they're all responding to me now.
At one
with
time.
Different responses.
Oh, gracious.
You. Very quick, let me just see. She's bringing up another point. Okay, she's answering while everyone's literally answering me at the same time. Okay, but that's good, because we want to see the different points, okay?
Okay.
Wow, okay. So let me see. So it's told yes, if you desire to do that, that's fine, but keep in mind you cannot negotiate a date and a time when you pre-register, and then they'll call you and just give you a time to come.
Okay.
That's one, that's one person answering.
Okay, so it's basically a wait list.
It's basically a wait list, and then I'm having one more person physically type right now. I see them typing back to me.
Okay.
And so one woman says, yes, pre-register. The other person says, remember, you can't negotiate date or time, and the other person's still typing, and then that's it.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. And that is,
well,
even if she makes the appointment, here, it will still be the same time frame. She will not get the vaccine sooner.
Okay.
Okay. That's it.
All right. Well, I thank
okay.
you so much.
You're so very welcome. Thank you. Thank
all
you for
right.
calling the COVID. Thank you for calling the Corona Hotline. Enjoy the day.
I'm okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.